Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 18th of January.
It's halfway through January.
Yeah, kind of scary.
I got my February schedule for work. I'm clear from the 6th to the 13th.
Beautiful.
I figured I need a day after to like regenerate and whatnot.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So I was smart because I've done the vacation time before
where
it's like, oh, I can work
the next
like,
day.
Give them just my vacation days.
Uh-huh.
And then they put me for like the opening shift the next morning or like a full day. And
so, right. No, thank you.
I don't need to do that either.
No, I was at the gym yesterday blocking out my time. I was like, vacation. You know, like I took Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday off. Because it's like, we leave, like, Tyler and I leave Saturday.
For Costa Rica, if you're, this is your first Monday you've ever listened to us, we're going to Costa Rica in February.
Yeah. And we get back Friday.
Because we're better than you.
Well, no, because my dad's a badass. Let's not lie. This is not because of our own greatness.
No, this is because of your father's greatness.
Right. So we're just leechers.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But I completely agree. Like my boss wanted to know, oh, are you gonna be back, you know, in time, you know, to work? I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm thinking our flight is gonna come in at like 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. You know, like Friday night, Saturday morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be late.
I didn't know what time period it like was. So I didn't know if our leaving was gonna be like in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So I know I close the day before we leave.
Okay.
But I figured, worst case scenario, I can sleep the whole plane.
Yeah, because it's like a four-hour flight.
Texas.
Oh,
Because aren't we going from here to Texas and Texas to there?
You know, I don't know. It's right near Panama Canal. So it makes sense to go to Texas first. Because it's a straight down instead of a cross.
And I don't want to get shot down in Mexico. Mexico's crazy. Those drug lords. They're killing people left and right. Did you know that there's been 15,000 murders in Mexico this year?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, last year.
Last year.
Not because I would be... That's in 18 days. That's amazing. That's not murders, Tyler. that's a slaughter.
Yeah. No, in the last year.
Yeah. So... Tyler and I went out to have a drink last night.
That we did.
And I'm glad we did because I forgot that you kind of need to build up a tolerance to the day after. Not that I have a hangover. It's just I feel sluggish this morning.
Oh, yes. It's that sluggish. I'm probably moving at about 75, 85, somewhere around there. Not 100%. The one thing that I did notice, it's kind of that the nights after, like, I'll smoke a cigar or something like that, the next morning, I feel really, like...
intense?
Just, like, my chest, like, I feel like I can't... Like, in my workout the next morning, I just know that I smoked a cigar. Like, I know that I drank last night. It's not, like, affecting me where I can't do anything.
Right. That's not even, like, because I don't feel bad, it's just...
I just know that I did something last night.
Right. So, in leading up to Costa Rica, Tyler and I were planning on maybe not drinking. So, it's a good thing we did, because we want to build up that acceptance of alcohol again, so that when we do drink there, we're not hugging the porcelain throne.
Yes, and when I went to the grocery store this week, I bought powdered Gatorade.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm taking that with me.
If you guys don't know, powdered Gatorade... In general, is our miracle cure.
Yes.
You can rub it on wounds. You can put it on a zit. You can drink it. It'll cure AIDS.
It does.
But
I try to put it in a condom before sex.
Right. Exactly.
Please don't do that. That actually would be quite painful.
I soak mine actually beforehand.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense. Yeah. Not the powdered kind. Yeah.
Okay.
Soaked it. I have a tub of Gatorade next to my bed.
Kind of put,
right. Okay. No, I just leave them in there. I just fish them out.
Oh, okay.
You know, when the time is right.
Okay, that's nice.
But so Gatorade at all times probably not the best idea. But Gatorade
before and after an alcoholism,
great.
So
great anti hangover cure. So or prevention. So that's what we recommend. For when it comes to that, Gatorade, yeah, whatever. It's a lot of sugar, but the electrolytes and whatnot counterbalance that. We cut it with water. Make it kind of watery.
I usually will get like the whatever size, and I'll pour half of it into a glass, and then in the bottle, I'll fill that up with water. And then I'll drink from the bottle, then I'll take the glass, pour the glass back in the bottle, and fill the bottle up with water.
And ta-da, bada-bing, bada-boom.
Yeah.
Great. So, let's move on. Tyler, you had a little bit of a story for us.
I had a gym story, a gym membership story that was personal to me because it happened to me.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, I know. So, as you listen to the podcast and whatnot, you've realized that I work out every morning with my friend Jared. Well, Jared is married, has a wife, and is going to be moving about an hour away. Not really. Well, it's an hour from me right now. Whatever. He's going to be moving. So the gym that we're working out at, we're not going to be able to use because it's kind of the midpoint between the two of us.
Right.
So he's actually moving farther away. So now it's closer to me and it's really not even that close to me.
Right.
So it would be, so we're just not going to be working out anymore together.
Right. Unless
it's like special occasions and stuff like that kind of a thing. So what I was at my gym and I'm in a year contract there. And I'm just kind of like, this gym isn't cutting it for me and stuff like that. And one of the reasons why we chose that gym is that they're remodeling. And in the remodel, they are supposed to have a boxing area.
Right.
And that area was supposed to be opened on January 1st. So January 1st comes. The area that it is, the door's locked. It's not, you can't get in. I was like, okay, that's weird. And so I then, about a week later, asked them, I was like, hey, is the boxing area open? Oh, yeah, it's open. So I go up there, the door's open, and I walk in, and there's just mats. Basically, your normal, you know, mats. I don't know how, like, if you ever wrestled, it's the wrestling mats. Any karate class you've gone to, there's the mats on the floor. Just a little bit padded ground. But there's nothing else in this room. Like, literally, there's not a single piece of equipment in this room.
No,
it is a
gloves,
room
no
that
rope.
Is padded.
Wow. Like, so it's pretty much an padded. Insane asylum.
Well, not even that, because it's just padded ground.
Oh, so it's like a sane asylum for someone who doesn't have their balance.
Yeah.
So they just keep falling to
they
the
just
ground.
Keep falling to ground. So I was like, that's very odd. Go downstairs, ask the guy again, what's going on? Oh, we're waiting for new equipment. When's that going to be? Couple of days. Get back and I'll find out for you. Okay. Well, in my head, I knew that that guy was not going to do jack crap.
Right.
So the next day I call him. I was at work and I was thinking about it because I wanted to box. So I call the girl. Well, I don't call the girl. I call the gym and the girl picks up the front. The front desk girl picks up the phone. Hey, and this is my biggest pet peeve with gyms is that they don't care about you. She's like, oh, are you a member or are you looking to
join?
And I was like, oh, I have a question for you. Are you a member or are you looking to join? I'm a member. Why won't you just answer my effing question?
Right.
Like I said, hey, I have a question. And then you go, okay, shoot. I was wondering how much a membership is. Oh, I don't know. Let me send you to a salesperson. Hey, I have a question. I'd like to know when the boxing thing is. Oh, I don't know. Let me send you to the operations manager.
On a side note. Not to toot my own horn, but the gym I work at, anyone, even like the head manager, will drop anything to answer a question.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Like my boss, Bob, is walking. I see him walking downstairs and someone starts asking him about something he has no clue about. And he's like, he listens patiently and says, you know what? Let me get, you know, so-and-so.
Someone that knows.
And we can lead you. And he leads him over there. And boom, question answered, and
yeah.
So, that's how a gym should be.
That's how it should be. Well, I will say, most gyms do this, are you a member or are you not? Bull crap.
Like, no, we don't answer that. We don't
but
answer
most yeah. most gyms that I've worked at, they do that for some reason. I think it's super unpersonable and whatever, but that's how they run. So I was like, I'm a member, and she goes, okay, what's your question? And I ask it. This girl, though, then I asked her, I was like, so is the boxing gym open? She's like, yes. Right. And I was like, well, it's open, but there's nothing in there. Like, you can't box in there. And she's like, oh, well, let me go see when that's going to be open. And I was like, okay. She puts me on hold, and in a timely manner, like, I wasn't annoyed by how long it was. Which normally I'll just hang up and then recall.
Right.
And usually it's the best when you recall. Like, you'll wait a little bit online, like on the phone. I wait about a minute and then I'll hang up, call. And if the person then picks up the phone, I know that they weren't doing what I asked them to do.
Right.
Because that means that they didn't leave.
Right.
So she came back in probably a minute or two.
It could have been they paged someone. Like, say they're at the desk yeah. alone. They could have paged someone to come to the front desk.
But in most times it's just somebody being lazy.
Sure.
So she comes back and she goes, well, my manager doesn't really know when that's going to be open. And I was like, well, it technically is open now, but I want to know when the equipment's going to be
that's up. Like, that's like saying, oh, our gym is open. You walk in, there are no dumbbells.
Yeah, there's nothing, like,
congratulations. Or you have all the actual machines without the weight stack.
Yeah, it's like, I can't use them, so it's you don't have a boxing room yet. You have a room. There's nothing in there.
You have a room with a padded floors.
You have a psycho ward. Yeah. Like, you don't have anything yet. So, she was like, you know what? I see the contractor right there. Let me go ask him. And I was like, thank you very much. Like, that was a smart person right. to think, oh, I'll just go to the person that would know the most.
Right.
She puts on hold again. She comes back and she goes, so, I just talked to the contractor, and he said that we might not even be putting up the boxing equipment. And I was like, what? Like, at this gym, they have literally a wall poster about how much of a boxing area they're going to have.
Huh.
Like, it's massive. Ginormous. It's literally a 20-foot-long poster. It takes up, like, the wall.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not joking. It's huge. It's like some stupid, corny line of, like, it's spar better than your other workouts. Spar instead of far.
That's so dumb.
And it's like these people boxing.
Oh, man. Have I told you about our Les Mills campaign that we have as a side note?
Yeah.
So we have this program called Les Mills, and it's all about, like, intensity. Like, great bodies aren't made, they're forged, you know, stuff okay. like that. Like, pain is only, you know, it's like pain is only suffering is only pain leaving your body or some crap like that. And
all those cliche.
Right. But some of them are like.
Oh, some of them are great, but yeah. just, you've heard them.
Right? Exactly. And some of them, and the thing is, our gym is kind of older people. So it's like, I look around the population, then I look at, like, these hardcore, badass marketing things. I'm like, okay, so we're not marketing to our clientele. We're marketing to the younger people who come into the gym. Because we put up another massive banner behind the front desk
okay.
announcing our body combat class. So, and it's one of those things like combat. One of the things is combat globesity, global obesity. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this poster's ginormous. And she then says, oh, we might, he says that they might not even be putting up the boxing stuff at all. And I was like, whoa, wait. What do you mean they're not putting it up? Well, they found out that the beams, that the cross beams of the roof won't support the weight of the box. They don't feel comfortable doing that. So they're looking in for other ways of doing it. And I was like, well, that's not going to work out for me. And she goes, well, what do you mean? I was like, I was told that in January 1 that this was going to be there.
Right.
I understand construction happens and blah, blah, blah. It's been 2 weeks. And there's nothing in that room. And you just informed me that
it's not
there might
happen.
Not be anything in that room. And it's not a priority to you. And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, you know what? I understand this isn't... I always do this with people. It's like, I understand this isn't your fault.
Right.
But I'm now angry. I need to talk to somebody that can fix this. So she gives me to a salesperson. Right off the bat, I tell the salesperson, I know this isn't your fault because you're not the guy that sold me the membership and told me all this stuff. But can I vent to you, and let's see what you can do to fix it. Okay, sure. Super nice girl. Her name was Mandy. That's how nice she was. I totally remember her name.
That's great. Because I don't think I've heard this part of the story.
No, yeah. So I call Mandy's, I'm talking to Mandy, and I tell her the story that I just informed all of you. And she goes, that's awful. And I was like, so I need to cancel my membership. I can't work out the way that I wanted to work out, the way that you told me, like, not you, but
the way
you,
that the
your
was,
gym told me I could work out here. I need to get rid of, I need to get rid of this membership. Well, you need to come in. I was like, okay. Well, I come in every morning at 7 o'clock and I leave about 8:45. Nobody's there. Who's going to be there? Well, is there any way that you can come later on in the day? And I made up some story because I don't want to. It's literally a
you don't want to compromise.
Half
yeah.
hour drive for me to get there. It's going to take
and back,
it's going to take 45 minutes of my day to go there and back.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't get back from work. And I mean, that day I really didn't get off of work till 10 o'clock. And then driving, I was like, there's no way that I can make it. And she goes, okay, well, let me get all your information and we'll call you back. It's been 4 days and I've yet to hear back from them. So tomorrow I'm going to leave a message for them at the desk and see what they do. And it's kind of that thing where I don't see where the contract, in my opinion, has already been voided.
Right.
Because they aren't holding up their end of the bargain of what they told me I was going to have.
Right.
In the time manner that, like, I got the membership. I knew that I was going to wait 2 to 3 months for the boxing area. I was cool with that. I understood. It was basically my thought was, oh, I'll get in shape to get back into boxing.
Right.
Kind of work my way up to it. And I'm ready to do it. Hey, let's
and
go.
There's
and
nothing
you now. Just, like, literally you just informed me that you might not even have it.
Which, yeah. So, one gem to pull out of this is that the contract that you signed for a gym is there for both of you. Because, one, the contract is for the gym. And I like contracts between trainers and the client as opposed to the gym and the client. Because if the trainer doesn't deliver the result, then you should be able to say, hey, you didn't deliver, let me out.
Yeah.
And then if you don't show up consistently, they have the right to either continue to charge you or fire you as a client. I've fired clients before and said, hey, you're not living up to your end of the bargain. You have this much time. You have 2 weeks to clean up your act. If you don't get that, if you don't start eating like I'm telling you to eat and meeting me and working out on your own, you're not going to train with me anymore. And they didn't live up to it.
Have a nice day.
And exactly. So, as you know, it maybe on slightly connected though, as those two stories are, it's like,
yeah, it's just
that bothers me.
It bothers me because I hate it when a gym just wants you for your money, and that's how I'm feeling. It's just like, okay, we got the sell, move on.
Right. Cause I mean, the main thing is that gyms should worry about is retention opposed to new client acquisition.
And the funniest thing about it is that, so I found out about a week ago that they weren't going to have this boxing area. What'd I do? I went and looked for a new gym. I found a new gym.
Right.
It's the exact same price.
Right.
And has boxing and more. I know it's kind of, I feel it's a little cliche because of who I am and whatnot. But
just say it.
We have the UFC gym.
The original, the pilot.
The only.
Well, I mean, they're
the
going
one and
to,
only right now.
Right. They're going to be more across the nation, but this they launched the first one in our backyard.
And it is literally, I got in my car 2 days ago. I put on Kanye West Stronger. I finished the song in the parking lot. That's how close this place is to me.
So
it is
nice.
Less than 5 minutes. Get there. It is all brand new equipment, and it is the exact same price, and there's actual boxing classes that are part of the thing. There's a boxing area. There's all this stuff, brand new equipment. And I know that this place, A, if they don't care about me, that's fine because they have all the equipment. And I feel that they're going to keep getting new equipment because it's the first one that they're just going to start doing all that stuff there.
Right.
And the other fun aspect of it is that already in one trip, like I went there just once, just to kind of see how it is when working out. You can go to a gym and walk around and see how it is, but I wanted to go once, work out, just kind of see how the personal trainers treated people that weren't training with them, how salespeople, like how people greeted me when I wasn't looking to buy. Felt, you know, it was nothing that was like, oh my God, they wiped my feet and kissed me on the cheek, but they were nice.
They wiped your feet and kissed you on the cheek. Yeah.
They were nice and gave me, you know, were pleasant. But the thing that was interesting was that when I got there, worked out, I already met like this one cop that is like, next time you're here, I'll teach you all this stuff and, you know, wave me down and I'll teach you how to box and this way, da da da, and learn all this stuff. And I was like, awesome. Like, very that's cool. So cool. So not even in the sense of, it just was kind of like, wow. To go from one
extreme to another, yeah.
Gym that is trying to be nice, like they're remodeling, the remodel looks nice. Like it looks nice. But they don't care about you, to a gym that is brand new, it's super nice, and all that stuff. Like, I get that. I'm not trying to say that you need to go to a gym that's quote-unquote nice.
Right.
Or, you know, quote-unquote clean. I want a gym that's clean, but not, like, doesn't sharp have to be, lines and everything's brand new.
Doesn't have to be like an Equinox or anything. Right.
But it's just fascinating how two gyms that are, I want to say, trying to be similar to each other.
Uh-huh.
Or our competitors, one destroyed the other one.
Right.
That was the thing that was the most interesting. Huh. And I personally was opposed to the UFC gym. Like, I just didn't want to like it.
I agree.
I didn't want to because I just didn't want to jump on that bandwagon. Because I already like the UFC. I think fighting's great. I've been boxing. It's kind of that thing where I got into it before I feel everybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just before everybody else did. And so now that the UFC gym's here, if it's like when I put on my Facebook, or I know this is really corny, but I already thought about it, I already feel like I'm that token guy. Where it's like, oh,
he wears the tap out shirt.
He wears the tap out shirts, and he does this. And it's like,
he wears the Big Show shirt, you know?
Yeah, my Big Show staff security shirt. But
which
I'm wearing right now. But it's that interesting concept that I don't, like, I respect it. I don't know, it's just kind of like, of course, that's the gym that's going to work out the best for me, but it does, and it's nice. I mean, screw all y'all.
Right, whatever. So, find the gym that works out for you.
Yeah, that was kind of what I wanted to really get, is that when getting a membership, kind of realize that when you're getting that membership, that salesperson, that's the nicest they're going to be to you.
Typically, yeah.
And in most gyms, that's the nicest they're going to be to you.
Yeah. Great.
So,
ready to shift gears one quick second. I found this interesting article.
Okay.
Have you ever had like a diet dessert, Tyler?
Diet dessert.
You know, like with fake sugar.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay. And have you ever had a good one?
Uh-oh.
No? What do you feel like after you eat one of those?
My mouth feels really dry.
Do you ever feel like I just had dessert?
No.
They did a study. This is really interesting. They had a different cyclist swish in their mouth one solution that had glucose and water in it. So it was actual sugar and water, and swish it in their mouth. I don't know if they swallowed. And the other one, they had them swish around purely artificial sugar.
With water. Okay.
And then another one, they had a maltodextrin, which is another kind of sugar with the fake sugar. Okay. Right? So they had really pure, really fake, medium.
Medium. Got it.
They did fMRI scans of the cyclists.
And what's an fMRI scan?
It's a brain scan, pretty much.
Okay.
And they found that the combination of saccharin and maltodextrin activated two reward-associated brain areas, which saccharin alone failed to touch. Meaning that the actual sugar activated brain areas that when you only have the artificial, it don't get activated.
Okay.
So that means that it sure might taste sweet to you, but when you actually like think, like your brain's like, that's not real.
That it, like your brain is smart enough to realize that this is not
it. It looks at it, it tastes it and says, F that noise.
It's like,
I want something real.
It sounds like a duck. It kind of looks like a duck, but this is not a duck.
That's a man in a duck suit with a recording of a duck.
I am very confused.
Yeah. So, I mean, for me, that's another reason just to go for the real thing. If you're going to have something sweet, don't go for the artificial. Go for your Ben and Jerry's and have a smaller portion
of it,
as opposed to the Dreyer's Super Diet Deluxe.
Oh yeah.
Because your brain, I mean, your body might recognize, get tricked, but your brain, you're going to be unsatisfied.
Oh yeah, it is fascinating how that whole concept of just sugar and whatnot. I work right now in sales of in a department store, and it's slowly getting out to the people that I work with that my other job is being a personal trainer.
Uh-huh.
And so the people that don't really know that I'm a personal trainer yet, I'll overhear them talking about things, and it's just like, I just have to laugh. This one girl who is a bigger girl. Like, I wouldn't say she's fat, but she's, you know, kind of built like a guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like those girls that are bigger girls. And she was saying something about she's on a diet or something like that. And it was something to the fact of she was only eating twice-baked potatoes.
Oh, I've heard of that diet. That's a great diet.
Have you really heard of that
diet? No, that's okay. Retarded.
No, I thought that I was like, I didn't know if this was like really some new up-and-coming diet that I hadn't heard of.
No, or whatnot. Stupid.
And I was just like, the one thing that I usually tell people not to eat is potatoes.
Right, because...
But yet, you're going to eat it 3 times a day?
Because, I mean, as you remember, in our glycemic index episode, a baked potato is 88. Meaning that it is fast.
It is fast and it's going to drop you.
Right, it's like drinking a Coke.
And it was just like, wow. I just kind of laughed. And the one manager that knows that I'm a personal trainer just kind of started, like, she saw me laughing. Uh-huh. And I was just shaking my head because this girl that's doing it, I don't really like too much. She tries to get me in trouble because I beat her on a regular, not beat her, like, with my fist, but, like, beat her. I beat her in sales on a regular basis. So she kind of tries to get me in trouble for nothings. And
kind of like you're the Rebecca of this store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of tries to get me in trouble.
Rebecca was the... He worked at a similar department store in L.A.
Yeah.
And she just tried to get him in trouble, too.
Just tried to get me in trouble because I cut corners, but I cut, like, the right corners.
Right.
And makes it easier for the customer, and I take the brunt of it.
Right.
And I don't know. Just there's things about what standards they want me to do that I think are lame, and I don't do them, and I get more done.
Right.
And doesn't affect them in any way. If not, it helps them. So... She tries to get me in trouble, and so I just started, like, literally this girl was, her back was to me as she was telling my manager this, and I just was shaking my head and laughing.
That's
and
awesome.
My manager just, like, later, and she's like, you can't do that next time. Like, I wanted to laugh so hard because you were laughing at her. And
that's funny. And the thing is, like, to correct someone in that is so difficult because, I mean, they have committed to this diet, which they've... In their minds, said, this is great.
They got sold on.
Right. And then you know this will not get you where you want to go. I mean, that correction is so difficult. It's like, oh. And you, I found the best way to correct someone is like, oh, what's the, you know, like, why does that work? And then you keep asking them questions.
You
like,
get them to figure out that it doesn't
it's
work.
It's like Jenga. You take out a block, you take out a piece. You take out their argument, you take out their argument, and eventually the whole building topples.
Well, the funniest thing about this girl is that I guess she's, like, in her late 30s.
Oh.
But she doesn't look like she's in her late 30s. The reason why is that she's had full facial reconstruction surgery.
Because, like, she had to or because she wanted to?
Like, I guess her driver's license picture and her picture now.
I love to see that.
She can't tell the difference to, like, she's one of those girls that just, like, is super vain, super, like... needs to be the best at everything, and she's not attractive. Like, I know that that's... I'm not trying to be mean to her,
right.
But I just don't find her attractive, and I could see where a guy would find her attractive, but I, even at a bar intoxicated, would not find her attractive.
Got it.
She's just... There's items... Just something about her. There's just something about her that I just don't... She doesn't do it for me. And it just was really an interesting concept that... After I was kind of making fun of her for her diet, my boss was like, oh, yeah, she's this, this, this. And I was like, how old is she? And she's like, I don't know, but I think she's, like, in her mid to late 30s. And everybody else in our department's, like, 25.
Wow.
It's really an odd concept.
Huh.
So.
Go figure. Well.
Was a long one.
I feel like that. Well, no, it was what we usually aim for, nice half hour. So... This week we have some good topics coming at you.
We're going to talk about some classes.
We're going to talk about some interesting classes that you can take. And yeah, it's going to be a good week. So, Tyler?
Let's leave you with Zumba.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
Jacob's girl.